doing today?
I don't know what's gotten into Monty, but he's on a roll today. He's funny. He's witty. I don't know what's going on.
Must have taken his meds today, I guess.
Yeah, most something. Of. I mean, for a 70-year-old, he's with it today.
I'm a new uncle.
Is that what it is?
No, but I am a new uncle.
How many times there over are you?
I think that's an uncle. If your nephew has a baby, are you still an uncle?
I think you're a great uncle or something.
You're
a
great uncle.
I think you're a great uncle. Well, that's to be said. Anyways.
Philip Lawrence Hall, born last night.
All right, very good.
To my nephew and his daughter, his wife.
Okay, I was going to say, I hope.
And his wife,
there was somebody else there, not just your nephew. That'd be something. That'd be newsworthy right there.
Yeah.
Okay, Gags, fresh off his trip to Dallas for the NFL draft. All right, Gags. What was it like covering the NFL draft? I'm just curious. I want to get your point of view, which was not a very good point of view from where your pictures were taken. But what was it like doing this for the first time ever?
You know, it's quite the event, and it's quite the entertainment event. You know, and it's granted. You know, this was the first one I've covered. I've not covered it, you know, anywhere else. You know, and obviously everything's bigger in Texas, and AT&T Stadium lives up to its billing. It's a cavernous, massive facility, and you know, the media was way up high. In fact, where I was sitting, there was actually some media even higher up than I was, you know, but, you know, I'll just say this, when Josh Allen's name was called, it was nearly 2 hours until any kind of print media were able to talk to him because of, you know, various, you got to go to this TV, you know, this national outlet, this and this and that and this and that and all that. It was almost 2 hours before we got to speak to him, and then they had this red carpet thing, you know, and I don't watch the Academy Awards, the Oscars, or anything, but, you know, they basically, it was like a free-for-all. They said, all right, you can come to this, you know, and then you just line up, and basically, honestly, Brandon Foster and I waited outside for almost 3 straight hours just to get a glimpse of him, and they talked to, you know, people, you know, there, and by the time Josh got to us, the draft was less than an hour from starting, and, you know, said hi to him and then walked in. So basically stood outside for 3 hours just to, you know, say hi. It's an event. I'm glad I got to be a part of it. I'm very happy for Josh Allen and how everything, you know, turned out, not how everything went throughout the whole day that day. But I'll say this, if there's another opportunity to cover one involving Wyoming players, that's great. But if not, I'm not. It's not like I'm itching to cover the next NFL draft.
Well, you got to go to the press conference afterwards, right?
But that was 2 hours. That press conference afterwards was 2 hours.
And you just waited because, you know, it wasn't in order. Like when we got up there, Saquon Barkley was there, and then, you know, then they had like the fifth pick and then the ninth pick, and, you know, it was a good 90 minutes. It was close to 2 hours before Josh Allen appeared to where we could talk to him, and it was a press conference. It certainly wasn't like a one-on-one type
thing. Right.
And you're very far away. It takes you 20 minutes just to get from where we were sitting on press row to where the media room was just one level up. It almost took 20 minutes just to get there.
So, go ahead, Monty.
Were you there when Josh Rosen showed what a J.A. he is?
We're probably sitting in that media room waiting for Josh Allen to show up.
So, okay, when Josh was announced, did you get up and go to that media room right then, or did you know you probably had a little bit of time?
Oh, we knew we had some time. We probably went up there earlier than expected, but no, I'd probably say 10 or 15 minutes afterwards is when we headed up there. And, you know, I was able to, you know, you kind of pre-write some stuff before you're kind of filling in the blanks, and then you get there, and then it's just like, you know, something that shouldn't have been on deadline was, you know, it worked out fine. It's just, it's catered to be an entertainment event, and it's obviously catered for the big time national media. It's not catered to certainly just local media there to cover even a team or a guy or something like that. But nonetheless, it is quite the event. You know, there was what they announced that there wasn't 100,000 people in the arena in the stadium. I mean, it was kind of cornered off, but when you include all the people outside and all the activities, you know, more than 100,000 people there. I mean, it was an event, that's for sure.
How much local media was there, Gags, you know, from around the country?
Not Not a whole lot, guys.
No, there wasn't a lot.
You know, there's, you know, the TV stations from certain places were there. You know, BJ Raines from the Idaho Press Tribune was there for the Boise State guys, or their one guy. I mean, no, you know, no one got picked other than that. But I mean, I didn't see. I sat by a couple. You know, Brandon Foster was about four or five seats down from me. I sat next to TV people from New Orleans. I sat by TV people from Texas. You know, nice enough people, but I didn't see it. I didn't see a ton of local media there. I'm sure there were, but I didn't see a ton of them, no.
Did you do any radio hits?
No, I did one today out of Buffalo. And right, probably about 5 minutes after he was, not even 5 minutes after he was drafted, a station out of Buffalo called and wanted me on Friday morning and then bailed, then canceled. So,
you know, we would never do that to you.
No, I know that. So
you do that to us, but not us to you.
Gags is never canceled.
I might show up a little, you know, on a more timely basis, but I wouldn't cancel on you.
Two hours more timely.
Gags is never canceled on us. I will say that since he's moved to Laramie, he's never canceled on us. He's always made time.
And he always, when he lived over here, he'd always notify us before he didn't show up.
I digress.
What was the buzz, Gags, surrounding the draft, and especially Josh Allen? You know, with all the tweets that came out before, you know, that were published from several years ago.
What was kind of the general buzz surrounding Josh before the draft, and as the first six picks went through?
Well, you know, the buzz before was you know, pretty high. Although, you know, you guys saw enough. You know, even leading up to the week before the draft, it seemed like, you know, nothing really leaked out concrete, but it seemed like Cleveland was leaning toward Baker Mayfield. And then when he went with the number one pick, you know, you just kind of thought, it's like, okay, you know, unless, you know, Buffalo or someone else trades up to get him, he's probably going to go now in the middle, you know, 10 or, you know, in that middle part of the first round. But as soon as Buffalo made the trade, there was no doubt, and I'm sure no doubt in a lot of people's mind, that he was going as the number seven pick, because, you know, I think it was well known that they liked him from day one. You know, they came in and worked him out privately in Laramie right before pro day last month. So, you know, but after, you know, I just knew, I don't know what you guys thought. I knew Denver. I didn't think Denver was taking a quarterback. So once it got to fifth, I'm like, well, I don't know if Buffalo needs to go up to get him. I know Miami had a need for quarterback at 11, where Buffalo was sitting at 12. You know, Buzz at Arizona wanted a quarterback, you know, and I wasn't sure if Buffalo needed to trade up to get to him. So, but obviously there was buzz about the tweets that came out the night before, peculiar timing of those tweets. But I even walked around and I talked to fans. I talked to both Cleveland and Buffalo fans, not at the time, not knowing where he might go, but figured it was probably going to be one of those two places. And fans, Buffalo didn't seem to have a problem with it and seemed excited to get him. And even the Cleveland fans I talked to said, look, I don't have an issue with it. I'm not, you know, they weren't condoning it or say, you know, yeah, he's probably going to have to do some explaining. But, it, you know, I didn't get a sense from the fans I talked to. And granted, there was a ton of them there, so I maybe didn't get the greatest percentage that it mattered a whole lot to them about all the drama, so to speak, that happened overnight and leading up to the draft.
I guess my question would be, if you're a local, you know, if you're a local newspaper or whatever, seems to me like being there would be great, but you could almost cover the event just as well if you're Buffalo, from Buffalo, and then be there ready when your guys showed up the next day in Buffalo to talk to them.
Well, if you're covering a team that has maybe multiple picks, you know, in the first round or even into the secondary, even the whole draft, I mean, I can see that, but if you're there covering one guy, basically, you know, you could probably make that argument. I'm certainly glad we were there. I'm glad we were able to get the, you know, the reaction from Josh when we were able to get to him, you know. And, you know, you're watching him working out with the kids in the play football thing on the Wednesday before and talking to the media. I'm certainly glad we were able to get there and get some stuff that we wouldn't have been able to do if we sat back. But, you know, it's just a spectacle, guys. And, you know, it's again, it's not really catered to the local schlep print guys that are there, you know, busting it. You know, it's about live shots. In fact, I was standing at this red carpet thing. I was standing next to two or three people from the USA Today who are writers, and you know, just like any of us, you know, they do video stuff on their phone. They just went into the red carpet thing and did selfies with guys that would walk by, and they'd have them sign them and stuff. That's not the only thing they did at the draft, don't get me wrong, but that's kind of a lot of what it is, and it's just like, wow, you know, kind of expected some of that, but it just got magnified tenfold when you're there.
No surprise that Rico Gafford got an undrafted free agent contract with Tennessee. Well, we didn't know it was going to be Tennessee, but no surprise he got an undrafted free agent contract. And then for Drew Van Monen and Ryan Cummings to be invited to NFL camps in Houston, just your thoughts on all those deals, Gags.
You know, really, really happy for them. And, you know, I don't know if I'd say surprised, but, I mean, you know, you're right. Rico Gafford signed a contract. I mean, that doesn't necessarily guarantee he's going to make the team, but this wasn't just a trade. I mean, they wanted to sign him to a deal. So that was great. And obviously his pro day and how he ran and how he, you know, how he tested before the leg cramps came up, proved to work out well for him. And for Cummings and Van Monen, you know, look, all you need is a shot. You know, it's just a tryout. There's nothing guaranteed there, but that's all these guys were asking for. So, you know, happy for them, and I hope they, you know, take full advantage of it. And certainly wouldn't surprise me if they did take full advantage of it and they, you know, get into training camp and see what else they can do. But very happy for them, and not overly surprised that they got those invitations and got those offers.
Good stuff. Gags, we appreciate it, man. Good job out in Dallas, and get a little rest. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, see you guys.
There you go, Robert Gagley.